Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Welcome to Radio Friends on Wednesday, the 8th day of January, 2014. Nanette Ward is with us from Central Missouri Stop Human Trafficking Coalition. Welcome to Radio Friends, Nanette.
Thank you, Paul.
A brand new year. You did a lot last year. You did a lot the year before.
Thanks to many volunteers, contributors, supporters,
Fellow
activists.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you've got a big year planned for 2014, too, haven't you?
We just have to keep at it, and we appreciate that President Obama proclaimed in 2010, January, as National Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month.
So this month.
Yes.
Is National Slavery and
Human Trafficking Prevention Month. And actually, the 11th, just a few days away, is National Human Trafficking Awareness Day. Mm-hmm. But our event, because we like for the university students to be back in town in commemoration of National Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month, we're having our event on January 25th at Grace Bible Church, which is on Blue Ridge Road, mm-hmm. at 7 p.m. And we can give folks our website and email to make sure that they can follow the
information. So what are you doing at the event?
We have a great speaker. Probably the most important piece of education is when we have the privilege of hearing from a survivor of trafficking themselves. And that's rare because it's a very traumatic experience, and it's very difficult to be in a position when you can share publicly about your experience as a victim. But Christine McDonald, she lives in St. Louis, but she was trafficked as a young gal. She's in her 30s, I believe, and she has a young son and is doing well, but earlier year she had been trafficked in Kansas City, and she has a really important story for us to hear and understand, because a lot of the mental barriers we have to overcome about the issue of trafficking is our attitude about prostitution, mm-hmm. because in fact many women, men, boys and girls that we say are prostitutes are actually victims of prostitution, are being mm-hmm. trafficked and controlled by a pimp or trafficker.
You know, I think the majority of the people, not just in our area but across the country, this is not something they think about on a regular basis. You don't think of human trafficking, but it is important to realize that it is here. It does happen, and it happens in small communities.
More and more, it's important. I just had a recent example of someone who found out that on an online dating program, she found someone that ended up getting arrested for trafficking. So, you know, we think about the danger of internet for our young people, but also, you know, because of the internet, it's very easy for people who are looking to traffic individuals, to exploit individuals all ages, to get out there online and to lure mm-hmm. people in, whether it's through Facebook or Match.com or whatever.
Right. Now, you've got some important tips to pass along, right?
Yes.
And I want you to do some of those before we run out of time.
Yeah, and the important part of prevention is the education and awareness. And so any way you can raise awareness for yourself, reading books by survivors, looking online at the news going on. But this list was created by a person who was a survivor of trafficking. So she comes from this perspective of having been exploited in mm-hmm. human trafficking herself. And her tips are specifically how to protect your children from child traffickers. And she talks about extracurricular activities to make sure your child is kept busy with meaningful activities outside of school so they don't have that time to be bored to then do things where that might not be so wise or might get them into trouble.
What about chores around the house?
That seems to be something.
But it seems like now kids are more into extracurricular activities and less chores around the house.
A lot of the social media, though, and That's one point. But also the other end that's happening is a lot of social media time is spent because kids are bored. Mm-hmm. So we actually have less extracurricular. I know there's some kids who are going everywhere 10 miles an hour, but there are a lot of kids who are bored and just on Facebook or just on the internet. So the extracurriculars for those folks, teaching your children about sex and being able to talk about it in healthy ways and have them understand what are healthy relationships. Because if you grow up not talking about it and you raise your child so they don't know what's okay and not okay, then they learn to be trusting or accepting of behavior that really, if you knew about it, you'd say, don't do that or don't go there or don't talk to him or her. Volunteering to be, again, involved in, you know, you talked about extracurricular, but also the volunteering so that the young people are involved in healthy relationships and giving back to community to take away from that self-centeredness of, you know, having to please themselves and right. to meet their own needs, but rather reaching out and meeting the needs of other people is a really important way to keep them safe in terms of looking out for other people, being okay. aware of other people. So spending time and not money so that we're not taken in by all the advertising, because that's where a lot of the desensitization to over-sexualization goes on.
Spend time with the kids. Spend time with relatives.
Yes.
With relatives and the family together.
Yes.
Yeah, that builds a nice, healthy bond. The next one?
To say no is okay. So to tell your kids that to say no is okay. You know, we're kind of a yes, we feel like we have to please. Again, it's that sort of that pleasing culture we have, or kids wanting to obey and not be able to say, no, I don't want something. But even in touching, if you say, well, let me give you a hug, but instead maybe they say, no, you know, I'd rather shake your hand. So a kid feels like they don't have to be hugged by anybody who just wants to hug them. It's okay for them to say no. Mm-hmm. That's just one example. But just being able to say no, to empower your kids to say, if it's not comfortable, it's okay to say no.
And the parents can say no to the kids, too.
Yes,
right?
to the materialistic purchasing and TV shows. That again promote the over-sexualization of people and that sense of people being objects and not human beings that we need to care about and be in relationship with.
Well, I think back to when I was a kid many, many, many years ago, and I remember I'd ask my mother or father if I could do something, and no, you can't do that. Well, why? All the other kids are doing it. I don't care what the other kids are doing it. I said no.
That's right.
And when my father said no, it was no. There was no changing his mind. And I would be upset about that. But now, as I'm older, and I look back, and I say, you know what? I'm glad that he said no.
Yes, yes.
Because he was saying no for a reason, which I didn't understand at that time. And I'm sure a lot of kids are the same way, too.
And that's really true. There should be a parallel list for the parents in terms of creating those healthy boundaries, whether it's through social media or TV, all those things that expose the kids and desensitize the kids to
relationships. We're out of time. Nanette, for more information, how do they get in touch?
They can go to our website, www.stophumantraffickingmo.com. They can call toll-free, 888-590-5959. Send us an email at help@stophumantraffickingmo.com.
Thank you, Nanette Ward. Our program,
January 25th.
January 25th. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute, Audio Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director, Sifan Young, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. Bye-bye.